This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The conflict continues between Iran and Israel as both countries exchange missile strikes. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has vowed that punishment against Israel will continue, making his first statement after the U.S. joined Israeli attacks on Iran. In a social media post, he said, Israel has made a big mistake. Meanwhile, Iranian authorities stated that the military is determining the timing, nature and scale of its response to U.S. strikes on its nuclear facilities. Earlier, Iran's parliament unanimously approved a proposal to close the Strait of Hormuz, one of the world's most critical oil and gas shipping routes, in direct retaliation for U.S. airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities. Oil prices have already begun to spike on international markets, with shipping companies placing their fleets on high alert. The Strait of Hormuz is one of the most strategically vital maritime choke points globally, handling approximately 20% of global oil exports and a significant share of the world's liquefied natural gas shipments. U.S. military officials have placed forces across the region on heightened alert. Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has arrived in Moscow for talks today. On the other hand, U.S. President Donald Trump has hinted at the possibility of regime change in Iran. In a social media post, he said, if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, then there should be a change in leadership. India continues its large-scale evacuation efforts under Operation Sindhu to bring back Indian nationals from Iran and Israel amid rising tensions in the region. In the latest development, 285 Indian citizens arrived safely in New Delhi late last night on a special flight from Mashhad, Iran. Welcoming the evacuees, Minister of State for External Affairs, Pavitra Margarita, confirmed that the total number of Indians brought back from Iran has now reached 1,713.
Total number of evacuated Indian nationals from Iran stands now at 1,713, and we have scheduled 2-3 more flights from Iran for the next 2 days. And the same way, we are in constant contact with all our Indian nationals residing there in Iran and Israel also.
The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.7% down in afternoon trade today amid weak global cues following escalation in geopolitical tensions in West Asia. The 30-share BSE Sensex dropped 599 points to 81,809, and the NSE Nifty 50 lost 171 points to 24,941 when reports last came in. Meanwhile, most Asian markets were trading with losses in intraday trade today. In the global crude oil market, oil prices rose to their highest level since January this year after the U.S. strikes on nuclear facilities in Iran. Iran has been threatening to shut the Strait of Hormuz, through which around 20% of global crude supply flows, triggering widespread concerns. Counting of votes is underway for the by-elections to 5 assembly seats in 4 states. The by-polls were held on Thursday for Visavadar and Kadi in Gujarat, Nilambur in Kerala, Kaliganj in West Bengal and Ludhiana West in Punjab. On the 40th anniversary of the Kanishka bombing today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar paid homage to those who lost their lives in the attack, terming it one of the worst acts of terrorism. On this day in 1985, Air India Flight 182, en route from Montreal, Canada, to London and then to New Delhi, exploded mid-air over the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Ireland as a result of a cowardly act of terror carried out by Canada-based Khalistani terrorists. The nation is paying tribute to Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his martyrdom day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Dr. Mukherjee. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Dr. Mukherjee displayed incomparable courage and effort to keep the country's integrity intact. The Intermeteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places in several parts of northern, northeastern and western states today. In cricket, India will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 90-2 against England on day 4 of the first test at Headingley, Leeds this afternoon. And with that, we end this news bulletin.